Welcome in. It is time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm the general manager of WHCB. WHCB 91.5 FM is a listener-supported, non-commercial educational Christian broadcast service. We depend upon our listeners as the Lord touches them to give so that we can continue being on the air. And, of course, you can correspond with us, send us your church news. You can give securely online at whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. And you can find WHCB on Facebook. It's Facebook/WHCB Radio. Pretty simple. Okay. Now, yesterday we began talking about some stuff that Samuel Brengel had written back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, about having the heart of Jesus Christ. And he had written that Christ had a loving heart. Now, this tremendous fact is given to us in John 13:34, that we should also have a loving heart. Christ is there saying, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So it's a tremendous commandment to me and to you to love our brothers, even as Christ loves them and loves me. And so we have to have a heart like Jesus, no question. Jesus had a humble heart. He said of himself in Matthew 11:29, I am meek and lowly in heart. Paul tells us in Philippians 2:7 that he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and humbled himself. He didn't do anything out of the ordinary as far as trying to bring acclamation to himself. Not at all. We must bless his holy name because he humbled himself. He was Lord of life and Lord of glory, and yet he stooped to be born of a lowly virgin in a manger, and he worked as an unknown carpenter for 30 years and chose to live with the poor. He chose to live with the ignorant, with the vile, with the sinners, instead of the rich, the noble, the learned. While Jesus never seemed at ill ease or constrained in the presence of those who were mighty with the world's greatness or wise in its learning, yet his simple, humble heart found its mates among the lowly, hard-working, common class of people, and he clung to them. He would not be pulled away from them. They wanted to do it for him, but he slipped away for prayer among the mountains and returned and preached such a straight sermon that nearly all of his disciples left him. A short time before Christ's death, he took the menial place of a slave and washed his disciples' feet, and then said, I've given an example to you. I've given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. John 13:15. Well, it is a humbling experience when we think of Christ coming into the earth as a human being. But even more, he shows his servant's heart, his humble heart, in all of how he lived his life. Now, the example that Christ set for us is that. It is an example, and it is for us. John 13:17 tells us, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. That is Christ speaking. And so we need to do those things that are important for the Lord's work, and the humble things, whether it be washing the servants' feet, washing the servants' feet, or if it's doing other things, whatever it is, ever how humble it is, we need to be about the Father's business doing it. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble comes to mind from James 4, 6. So if you want to have a heart like Jesus, it's going to be one filled with humility, one that's not puffed up, not one that seeks its own, as it says there in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. And in 1 Peter 5, 5, we're to be clothed with humility. Now, how are you going to put that cloak on if you're so proud of yourself? You can't do it. So we've got to be clothed with humility, 1 Peter 5, 5. Well, Christ not only had a heart that was a loving heart and a humble heart, but he had a meek, gentle heart. Paul speaks of it this way in 2 Corinthians 10, 1. He speaks of the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Peter writes that when he was reviled, he that is Christ reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him who judgeth righteously. 1 Peter 2, 23. Christ Jesus did not strike back when he was injured. He didn't try to justify himself. He committed his cause to his heavenly Father, and he just waited. Isaiah 53, 7 tells us of our Savior. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Now that's the very perfection of meekness. Not only would he not strike back when he was lied about, but he suffered the most cruel and shameful wrongs and did so willingly and with a willful and willing heart. Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, Matthew 12:34. And because his blessed heart was full of meekness, he did not thunder back at his enemies. He could have, and some of us wonder why he didn't. Well, he didn't because he had a meek and gentle heart, and that's the kind of heart we're supposed to have. It's this kind of heart that he wants us to have when he commands us there in Matthew 5:39 and 41, resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain or two. And so, you can't be joyful in Christ if you do not resist evil, if you do not go the extra mile. Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek. And Psalm 149:4 says, he will beautify the meek with salvation. And so we see the teaching here of having a heart like Jesus. It would be a loving heart, a humble heart, and a meek, gentle heart. How's your heart stand up today? Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful love, your mercy, your grace, your goodness. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you for each one that's praying with us right now. And we bring to you these folks who have requested prayer from us. And Lord, we know that you know the up-to-the-minute situation in each of these people's lives. We don't. We know when the request was made and what it was all about, but beyond that, we don't know anything. So we surrender it to you, and we ask you to meet the needs as required, and we thank you. Now, Father, we ask that you would meet the needs of our staff and our volunteers and our listeners, and that you would meet the needs of the ministry that you would provide, we pray, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.